The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Thursday, the 18th of November, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good yawning this morning. Welcome back to On the Clock. Today, we are talking about International Men's Day. And I have two guests in studio from the International Men's Day Organizing Committee and group. Before I get into the show, though, I want to just make one little note about a story in the newspaper, and then we're going to get to this discussion because we got plenty to talk about today.
Yes.
So I see in today's paper, Iram Lewis is running for leadership of the FNM. Now, we knew this. I mentioned this before, but he's still in the paper. Iram Lewis had a wonderful statement in today's paper about, in fact, he spoke about condemning violence. And his letter to the editor starts, "Today I stand in support of the backbone of the very fabric of our society and unite with them to explore more safety mechanisms. The behavior of the man towards the young mother while she was holding a child. This was reprehensible. I was horrified. I viewed in the video, and to me, violence is never the answer toward another human being, and particularly not one of the opposite sex. A person should never permit themselves to become so enraged that they abuse someone physically and mentally." I'm so pleased to see that statement by you, Mr. Lewis, because that little incident you had in the House a couple of weeks ago with the Speaker, right? Is an example of how we can potentially perpetuate violence against women without even being aware that we're doing it. See, while you were just engaged in a little political back and forth, and I would say, if I wasn't so biased against FNM, a necessary tension between the powers in the House, right? And if I wasn't so biased towards women, I would even say, no matter who the speaker is, sometimes we need to see that tension play out. Because if the speaker was Mr. Moultrie, I may have said, well, look at that, so you're getting licks. So maybe it is my own bias that led me a few weeks ago to critique you harshly about your engagement with the speaker. But it's important to note that when you are in leadership, that you have to measure every word and every action to ensure that in your work and in your speech, you are not creating a less safe environment for those around you, those in your community, or those under your care. And if you want to be the leader of a political party, and in particular the leader of the FNM, in what we may see for the foreseeable future as a two-party system, if you want to be the leader of a party that has the potential to be the leader of this country, then know that you have a duty of care for everyone in the country. And so every time you speak, you have to ensure that your words do not create a less safe environment for those you are speaking to or about, for those in the community, but in particular for the most vulnerable among us. So I want to say kudos, Mr. Lewis, because that's the first step to leadership. And don't do it because you have daughters. Don't do it because you have a mother. Don't do it because you have a Grammy and aunties. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Simple. And I like what you said here. You kept it so gender neutral. I love it. I love it. I was horrified by what I viewed in the video, and to me, violence is never the answer toward another human being, and particularly not one of the opposite sex. And so to our women, I hope you hear that message. Some of us women out here are bullies. We man beaters, man handlers, both physically and psychologically. You catch yourself. Stop touching other people. I won't say other people things, because we're not the property of our parents. Some, right? Because when you create this idea, like, oh, okay, I mess with her, daddy, come kill me. She's not the property of her father. What about the young ladies with no father, with no uncle, with no big brother? Are they free game? No, they're not. Anyway, I get plenty bias. I can say that. I get plenty bias. I can work through that as well. But most of all, my bias is this. I expect every man I buck to like me and to be prepared to create a safe space for me. You know why? Because that's how I grow up. The senior man around me took care of me and ensured that I had a safe space around me. And I wish that for every girl and boy in this town. It is a privilege to have that expectation, it turns out. And so I worked to ensure that everybody could enjoy that same privilege.
Right.
Because that's what the men in this town want at the end of the day. That's what they want. Anyway, I ain't gonna run on with my biases anymore, because it's one thing man is good for, and that's picking fruit out of a tree. And if they would figure that out, then the world would be a better place. But let me introduce my guests this morning, organizers of the International Men's Day Committee. Good morning, gentlemen. Please introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is Henry Johnson. I'm the Mayor Program Coordinator for the Department of Gender and Family Affairs and the Ministry of Social Service and Urban Development.
Right. And tell them where you hail from.
I hail from the great island of Eleuthera and the settlement of Atchit Bay.
Look here. And what I learned is there's a rite of passage to become man in Eleuthera. Uh-huh. First of all, you guys spend the night in the wilderness with 1,000 mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
And you can come back in the morning safe with a pot of boiled fish and a pan of Johnny cake, and then you become a man in Eleuthera. Is that so, Mr. Johnson?
She hitting on some stuff.
Good morning, sir. Please introduce yourself.
For me, my name is Dave Williams. I serve on three fronts. I'm director of Uplifting Men's Ministry, as well as a board member of Prison Fellowship Bahamas. Also the public relations director for the International Men's Day Bahamas Committee.
Absolutely. Awesome. So y'all, look here. First of all, y'all stop talking about men ain't doing nothing in this town.
That's correct.
The only problem I have with y'all is y'all don't publicize.
Be guilty as charged.
What you're doing sufficiently.
Yes.
Not for me.
Right.
So I could sleep and say, oh, the men doing what they're supposed to do. But
yes.
So other men could hear and see that there are spaces that they can connect to if they want to do this work.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us, what is International Men's Day?
Okay, International, apparently 4 years ago, 2018, the then opposition leader, Philip Brave Davis, was attending a conference. And he asked the question, how come we don't have an International Men's Day in the Bahamas? And when he came back, he returned, he gave that charge to Keith Cox, who's now the chairman and president. Keith Cox contacted Terrence Bethel, who we know has passed away. Terrence then contacted myself, and together the three of us initially had a meeting in 2018. And we planned a number of events with the first march in 2018. And it's amazing, Aaron, our keynote speaker was then opposition leader Philip Brave Davis and the then Senator Frederick Mitchell,
okay,
who will actually be now two of our key speakers tomorrow at our event. But as a result of it, we had the meeting and we began planning, and we had a number of events in 2018. We had the first march, we had events 2019, Department of Gender, it was a marriage between us. We began to work together,
yeah.
2020, and now we're planning for the events for 2021.
Absolutely. I think it is time for us to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the theme. And then I have a list of questions here about your honorees this year and the activities taking place. And then some questions about men's needs, pressing needs for men.
Yes.
Anyway, we will be right back after this break. Please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. When the wise live and die, likewise the fool. What can I tell you? Don't you know this is true? A man is just a man.
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 Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Hello, I am Brenda Smith, Senior Manager of Training and Development and Coordinator of the Vaccination Program Health at the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center. For many persons, contemplating taking the vaccine can be daunting. But by getting the facts, you are placed in a better position to make an informed decision. I am happy to say that I am fully vaccinated. It was a decision I made after weighing the benefits of taking the vaccine versus the risk of not taking it. By getting vaccinated for COVID-19, I am not only protecting those I encounter, but also protecting myself from becoming very ill if exposed. I can't tell you how important that is for persons like me who have chronic health conditions like diabetes and hypertension. The trainer in me encourages you to learn the facts about the COVID-19 vaccine and compare the advantages and disadvantages. Remember, the greater numbers vaccinated, the greater opportunity for us to return to life as usual.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 live changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? Disregard a
a broken bottle top and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. What a powerful message. What a powerful message. We got to look at the man in the mirror. And in my instance, the woman in the mirror, right? We got to take on that responsibility as well in this discussion. So the theme for International Men's Day 2021, gentlemen, is building better relationships between men and women.
Yes.
How are we going to do that?
First of all, you got to have a discussion.
Pull the mic right up. Yeah.
Firstly of all, you need to have a discussion.
Yeah.
To amicably discuss whatever the issues may or may not be. Because if you don't discuss or have a view of asking questions and answering honestly, you're not going to ever have a relationship of bettering the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to sit down as individuals, no matter who we are and what we stand for, just amicably sit down and discuss it and leave with a resolve that we agree to disagree.
Okay. Now, I can be honest with you. I catch Chikchani's as an Auckland's woman, an Andrus woman. I don't like agreeing to disagree. I don't like it. We could just not talk ever again.
Right.
But, I mean, I figure as men and women, we can't just walk away from each other. Like, and people think, like, in our individual lives, I can walk away from whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
But as a society, as a collective, we cannot walk away from each other. Right. And when you said that talking together, I think it's important for women and men to sort of understand this, because I feel like women are looking at men and saying, hey, I'm going to need you to sit down and shut up for 100 years. Like, y'all men been talking for 100 years and I'm going to just need you to sit down and shut up for 100 years and listen to what us women have to say, because you ain't let us talk. But I think it's important for women to understand and men to understand a couple of things. When I come to you as a man and I say, I want you to sit down for 100 years because I didn't get to talk for 100 years, I have to remember that you just one man who maybe only lived for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put the whole weight of 100 years of oppression towards women on you one man.
Amen. Sure.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, men have to understand that what I, as a woman, I am experiencing may be a tiny bit of oppression from you against the backdrop of 100 years of oppression against women. So you feel like, wait, why is this woman raining blows on me when I only tell her, look here, I don't think she need the money to put on makeup because why she want to look good? Like, yeah, no, it isn't right, but she raining me with blows. This feels like a disproportionate response to what's happening in front of us. Do men feel that women are open to talk?
But let me talk from my perspective
first.
I've been married now for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think I have the best wife in the world.
Yeah.
Because she endure all my nonsense. Because I'm not all good. But at the same token, I give my wife an opportunity to speak just as she gives me an opportunity. Sometimes I get upset and she get upset. But when I use the term agree to disagree, that's something she has taught me over the years. Because although we may not agree on every aspect of what our discussion is, we come to a resolve that, okay, I don't agree with you on that aspect, but we could come back to it later, but for right now, we could sunny die that and resolve other issues. But at the end of the day, we as individuals need to realize that we all have our complexities. And yes, based on what your monologue was in regards to women being oppressed by not talking for the first 100 years,
mm-hmm.
that is true. And it's also the same whereas men, because we know the statistics say women have, what, 10,000 more words in a day than a man.
Yeah.
So at that point, when a woman comes to talk, a man say, but I've been hearing that all day.
Yeah.
I want a bit of relief now. So I don't want to hear you in a good way. I just want to take a breath.
I need some silence.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes that causes discord and a little discomfort between the two personalities at that time. So they have to agree now to disagree. Honey, when I come home, give me 1:30 to 45. You know, and you need to have the discussion. Because if you don't, I don't know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part. You know what I mean? I don't know. I was not given
If I didn't know, Miss, we wasn't gonna be here. trust me. Yeah.
So we are at a stalemate on that. So discussing whatever it is you're thinking for someone to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in improving better relationships between men and women, to me, that's rule number one, agree to disagree. Let me give an example of what Henry just shared. And one may say, listening, Dave, you don't have all the facts. I got a call from a young man. And he said, Dave, I was trying to reach you. And so I said, what's happening? He said, man, all night I was calling you. I said, what's happening? He got me that next morning. I could not sleep. I said, what you mean you could not sleep? Man, I come home, I'm tired, I'm hungry. All I want to do is get something to eat, go to bed, and sleep, because I got to be up early in the morning. But this woman would not leave me alone. I said, what you mean? She just talk. I came out the bedroom. She come behind me, I go in the kitchen. I move from there, I go in another space. And she just talk. And he said to me, I'm a man. I am the stronger vessel. It took so much for me to restrain myself to physically respond to her. All I wanted, Dave, was to be able to eat, sleep, relax. He said, the man said he didn't even want to make love and all.
Yeah, he was just tired. So tired, exhausted.
Yeah, he just exhausted and he wanted to, but he said she would not leave him alone.
And she can't understand the difference between I need silence, right? Which is what he's saying. And what she's hearing is, I don't want to hear your voice. Which is two totally different statements. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And so when we're talking about improving relationships, and I agree with Henry, to me, that's always rule number one. We must agree to disagree. It doesn't have to be the fact that we could disagree, and then in most cases, it happens with women. Sorry to be on the women. You know, you get mad, you upset. No, we could disagree and still come back together and talk.
Well, look here, I already figuring out how I can build this boat. If I ever married a man, I got to learn how to build a boat. Because I can just have to get in my boat and sail to Auckland or something. I wish to... See, I'm so upset about the culture of car ownership in this town. Because if people had boats, right? Mm-hmm. You could run hot and go walk out to your boat and get on your boat and just sail to the middle of the ocean. Not the middle of the ocean. The middle of the harbor. Don't be silly, people. And you can't see nobody and nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you could cuss to the heavens. And then you could say things, boy, look here, if that woman swim out here, well, she won't talk to me. If she swim out here right now, me and the turtles can get her. Ain't nobody can hear you. Mm-hmm. You shout that out. But in on the land, you can't get far enough away from people to have that sort of expression without it meaning something. Somebody, Johnny mad. He cussing, he must be cussing at Sarah. Don't mind, Johnny. If he could go out on the ocean, nobody would know. The community wouldn't absorb it.
You know, and you brought a good point, because as you know, for me, from a Christian perspective, this is what we encourage people to do. You go there and you spend time and talk with God, whichever fashion or way you call him. Just you and him. And when you run, spend your time with him and you didn't talk to him about that, man, then you come back from that, you rejoicing.
So listen, I have a tip. We go to this call. I'm going to say to the men, and when you want silence, right? Especially if you have a woman of faith, you're equally yoked.
Yes.
You look at her and you tell her, look here, the Lord has called me to prayer. And I need to be silent and focus on that. And maybe because she's hearing something different. What she's hearing is, I don't hear your voice, but really what you're saying is, I need silence as therapy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As healing.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's difficult for men to say that.
Yeah.
I think it is difficult for men to say that.
And this is where the communication comes into play.
Yeah. Men don't want to go to the hospital for broken bone. Just put some rubbing alcohol on it and put a piece of aloe and leaf on it.
And tie it up.
Right. They don't go through the trouble, but they require it. They require that sort of healing. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Everything's good. How you do?
I am great, man. You have, and good morning to your guest.
Morning,
sir.
And to a gentleman in there, Mr. Dave Williams, who has, Aaron, if you only know the story behind me with the basketball teams and how much Dave, who's sitting in your studio, contributed to my program. And listen, Dave, I haven't spoken to you for a very long time.
Yes.
And every time I see you, all I can say, brother, enough love, enough thanks, because I can say this to you. One of the particular young men that I had with basketball, he's off. I think he's in Canada right now, and I will say that you had an impact on it because you bought the tennis.
Okay.
So I want to say to you, my brother, I want you to be encouraged to keep up the work. I know what you're good for. I know where your heart lies. DeWitt know where your heart lies, and your heart lies of reaching out to those who cannot basically help themselves. and that's your calling, and your men's dating. I hope to be there, Godspell. I want you to keep me on this earth. But like I say once again, Dave, thank you. In the past, I hope to do something again, but because of this COVID situation. But, you know, I'll be in contact with you, and keep up the good work, bro. Miss Green, you got an excellent gentleman. I don't know the next gentleman. I give you your accolades and your props too, but you have an excellent gentleman sitting on the side of you this morning.
Don't worry, I can send a note home to their wives and their mothers.
Yes, ma'am. Keep up the good work, Dave.
Okay, thanks to it, man. It does my heart good. And Aaron, let me say something with else encouragement. And you said something. You said we need to broadcast or share more what we do. Sunday night we had a show in part of men's mental health.
Yeah.
We had a number of guests on, Dr. Sean Knowles from Sandlands, Dr. L.V. McMillan talk about the spiritual aspect, and Dr. Donovan Rowell talk about the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left there, because I on the board of prison fellowship, we have a house where men who are incarcerated, anytime they come out of prison and they need a place to stay.
Halfway house.
Yes, we have a halfway house.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And so I went there to continue with some programs.
Yeah.
A gentleman had some challenges, and he left the transitional home because he violated one of the rules. And you know what the rules say. So he himself decided to pack up and leave. But he came for the meeting. You know what this gentleman saying? This did my heart good. This put me on a high from then to now. This gentleman said to me, he had a private meeting with myself, Denver Pratt, who's the manager, and Reverend Anthony Sands, the president. He said, I'd like to talk with you all private. We went in the office. He said, listen to me. I have an anger problem. He said, I spent 22 years for murdering a man because of my anger issues. He said, and when I went to court, and I told the judge, I admitted and acknowledged it. I said, I have anger issues. But he said, and so the incident that happened, he said, that's what happened as a result of his anger issues. But he said, I'm saying to you, gentlemen, I need help. I am asking for help. I got on the phone and called Dr. Sean Knowles right away. Dr. Sean Knowles spoke with him and gave us some information who to contact. So I'm saying, men are acknowledging that they need help. Yes, we're not publicizing it. And I saw him again, the gentleman, yesterday. Dr. Knowles put us in contact with certain persons to start the process, right? So I said it to say, DeWitt provoked that in me. These things brings joy. I had forgotten with DeWitt for a while and all of that. Mm-hmm. Only when I hear him call Guardian Radio, right? Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about all that stuff done. But I'm saying these things, it encourages me with our men. When you hear stories like that, when people can call and share. So men are getting help. No, I agree with you. We're not publicizing it. Maybe now, from this year, we need to do it more. But there are a lot of things being done to reach out to our men.
And like I say, not so we'll know that y'all doing something.
Right.
Or not so we could, so y'all could get your praise.
Yes.
But so that the young people and the people who need the services.
Help. Yes.
Because it's one thing to know you need the service, and it's another thing to be prepared to go in.
Right.
Right. So you may hear that message a year or out.
Mm-hmm.
But because you heard that message now, your every consideration you make is how close am I to being prepared, to being ready to go into that program?
Yeah.
Because you heard about it. And that's what's important. But also it's important for women to know. Because a lot of, in fact, there's a study, and I want to reference it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a study recently that Dwight Strawn and guests talked about on their show earlier.
Yes.
A survey of UB students.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it talks about the fear of sexual assault and rape.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, and the question is the idea of, is that like a misplaced fear? Do the stats really play out, you know, what people fear are going to happen? And so it's great for people to know that men are doing this work.
Yes.
That people are doing this work. And it's great for women to know if they want to come and help. Now they know where to go to come and help.
Yes.
Because trust me, as much as women beat up on men, they also care deeply.
Yes.
For men and struggle. And a lot of us, we struggle because we don't know what to do. We see that there's a problem. We know the solution is needed. But I can't imagine that me one could provide that solution.
Yes.
I'm also excited to hear about the transitional house for former residents of Her Majesty's prison.
Right, that's correct.
That's awesome. Are there any other shelters or transitional housing programs available for young men, maybe young men coming out of the Simpson Penn Reformatory School?
As far as I know, I don't know any specific for young men. I've never heard of any if one exists. Somebody will have to call us. But the other thing I need to say, we are in partnership with Zonta Club. And so I just want to make it clear mm-hmm. that we're not here anti-women. We're not beating down the women. It's a partnership. Miss Marissa Mason-Smith, she supports us, and we support her. So it is a partnership led by the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. You talked about the sexual violence.
Yeah.
Kendra Bowe, who is director of Rite of Passage, and myself, we had a program, Department of Gender Affairs, supervised by Henry Johnson, sitting here, mm-hmm. where we spoke to 25 young men. We had a three-month program, and these men were sex offenders. These were persons charged with sexual crimes.
Yeah, under the Sexual Offenses Act.
Right, at the Department of Corrections. Residents of the Department of Corrections. So things are being done. We did a pretest. We did not get an opportunity for the post-test because COVID came. We discussed myths of rape. I mean, gender-based violence, sexual violence prevention, conflict resolution, anger management, peace initiative. So things are being done. And this was the first time, and I want to give the credit to former minister, Frankie Campbell, and Dr. Jacinta Higgs. Because this is the first time in the Bahamas where we had a program especially structured to meet persons like that.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely wonderful. You see, that's we get talk it.
Yes.
We get talk it. That is awesome. Right. Listen, that's my break coming up, right? Got to go to a break. Texas, I'm coming to your text when we get back. When we get back from the break, I got to ask you about rites of passage. Because one thing our young people need, and us old people, are rites of passage. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, things you never say to me, oh,
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me just say, I got to thank my producer this morning, the great April. I asked her to help me with today's show and the music. Why? Because I don't own no man. I ain't married to no man. I don't know what man like. I don't know what soothes their hearts. But what a wonderful selection of music speaking to not just the relationship between men and women, but the desire for better relationships between men and women. What beautiful music choice. But now, listen, Texas, I'm coming to you in a moment. These guys said something absolutely exciting that I want them to speak on. Rites of Passage. Is that a program in the Bahamas?
Well, no. Kendra Bo, she's the director, right? And she and I partnered up to have the program, but I don't know much about the program. I'd invite you to invite Kendra Bo
on
and
it.
She can talk more about it.
But are we providing opportunities for young people to explore and experience rites of passage?
Well, Kendra, amazingly, now I can talk about tonight. The Youth Forum,
right,
which is 5 p.m.
Yes.
To 7 p.m. at Chapel on the Hill, and it's an outdoor event, so persons can drive up. Kendra Bo will be one of the facilitators.
Okay.
Along with, I don't remember who the other person are, but all of that is a part of the International Men's Day week. They're talking about young people, and they haven't forgotten the Family Islands. I know you are nationalists.
Yeah.
So they have persons from the Family Island will be a part of the conversation by Zoom, talking about how can we improve, how can we better this relationship between boys and girls. That's the Youth Forum. Tomorrow is the, and I just want to get it out, I know, with time.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. Tomorrow is the main event, which is November 19th, International Men's Day at the Thomas Robinson Stadium, where we have, like I said, a list of speakers. The keynote speaker will be our Prime Minister, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, along with a number of other cabinet members. And then Friday night is another open forum where adults now at the hearing room at the Department of Gender and Family Affairs have the space. And they're going to be able to sit down and talk and share now. How do we as adults improve this better relationship?
Right. Now, listen how important it is to curate your event, right? In the hearing room. Bring the people together to hear each other.
Okay. I never thought about it like that.
No, but you intentionally creating the space and telling the people and the universe what you want to happen in that space. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Okay, so tonight, 5 p.m.
Chapel
on the Hill Youth Forum.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. The recognition and award ceremony.
Yes. Right.
And then tomorrow night.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay.
Yes.
Is the adult forum.
And Saturday.
Right.
Is our male social in the Bozeman Town Park area. We're going to have board games for men to come and just celebrate men by positive competition.
Yeah.
And there will be prizes and surprises for those winners. And for those losers, we can high five and still have a good
night. No, man, you can give every loser get a baggie or a cup.
Yeah, we'll see. And that is awesome. See that those things we didn't always put, but now we could put that in the mix.
Yeah.
So everyone will end up with something at the end of that evening. And we are this year at the awards and recognition service, we're actually recognizing seven persons. And I'll call their names. One is Reverend Dr. James Washington Pratt, Dr. Carlos Reed, Jaxwell Presenti, Mr. Cheyenne Chipman, Mr. Hillard Thompson, Mr. Rashid Demeret, and Mr. Gregory Wellington Cash Jr. And talking about Mr. Cash Jr. is a disabled young man. He's going to be the first ever disabled person in the country to be awarded and recognized by the International Men's Day Bahamas Committee.
Wow. Awesome.
And the story that I was told, and he could probably correct me if I'm wrong, his parents were told that he would not see age two because I think he has cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And he has funked that myth, that talk, whatever you want to call it, because he has graduated from the University of the Bahamas with his bachelor's degree and is now pursuing his master's.
Absolutely.
So he has a story, and while he is still in his wheelchair bound doing what he does, he still volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know why many of us as individuals who are able-bodied find ourselves saying, I can't. Because Mr. Cash is proving he can.
Mm-hmm.
So we as individuals, specifically male, during this International Men's Day Week of festivities, we need to get out there and show that we can while doing all things positive.
Yeah.
Bringing up our brothers. Because at the end of the day, if we as brothers can't bring up our brother, who are we going to bring up?
Yes.
No. Now, I noted that you have honorees from the Family Islands as well.
Yes.
It's not just a Nassau-centric kind of vibe.
Right.
Reverend James Washington Pratt from South Andres, Jaxwell Pacenti from Harbour Island, and are there any other Family Island? Because I can tell you a story about a man that killed 7,000 mosquitoes in one night from James Siston, and he should be honored, but I don't know if y'all want that type of man on your list.
This year is only two from the Family Islands. Yeah. Last year, we did a Bahamas-centric where seven persons, it was one honoree from each island.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So, and it's moving forward in that paradigm, whereas every island representative will be someone who will be on it. So that is where you're looking to go. So this is only the fourth year that International Men's is being celebrated and observed in the Bahamas with 80 other countries in the world. So, you know, that is something to be celebrated, and it's something that we're going to move forward with. So we're just looking for everyone to partner, come and give the support. And I'll send a shout out to male organization. Last week, Wednesday, the Department of Gender and Family Affairs for male groups only, speaking now for males, $45,000 is up for grabs. Come and get your grant. Reach out to the Department of Gender, 397-8600, and we will be able to help you by getting yourself registered and being able to get some of this funding to help male programs.
I'm a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to start a program. Yes. I try and get some of this $45,000.
Yes. Okay.
I could start an organization that is male-centered or male service service provision for male needs centric or centered.
Yes, definitely.
And I could, so I don't have to be a man.
No,
I don't have to be a man.
But I want to also let you know, there's also a $15,000 grant out there for female organizations as well.
Okay.
So outside of the 15 for males, there's 15 for females. But I was only talking specifically to the males. But since you brought up women, you're also welcome.
Included as well.
$15,000 is set aside for you.
All right.
To be able to come and get the funding. Because we need to do the help for every one of our citizens out there for the betterment of us all.
Well, listen, I'm not saying that I have an idea. But if I had an idea, right, then I would try to create an organization that provides retreat opportunities for men and sort of male-centered retreats on family islands in using the intersection of nature and therapy.
Okay.
Right? That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And introducing men back to the family island, especially young men who are descendants from the family island, but due to economic downturn or poverty, they've been forced to move. The family's been forced to move to New Providence.
Right.
They're born in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know nothing about the family island.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
I would try to create a program like that
and
to get
that
young men into the island.
That is fine. Anything positive in this regard to uplift our men, we are ready and going ready for
it. All right, so a few minutes left. Let's get to this call, read some text, and then tell us some more. We can talk some more about substance abuse, suicide, and antisocial behavior. Mm-hmm. Caller, you're on the clock.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green, and to your guests.
Good morning.
Now, I want to say something, and I congratulate the young men for what they're doing, but I must say something that I've said many times before, and I've never seen nothing done yet about it. There are two men in the Bahamas that I know they've been honored by maybe going to buy government house and so forth, maybe once or twice and stuff like that for them. The work they've done for youngsters and people in the communities. For over 50, 60 years, there's been a gentleman named Duke Errol Strawn that still teaches young people music today and got what they call the Young Bahamian Youth Choir, Youth Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
He performs in any area at St. Joseph Halls to raise funds for community and poor people, shut-ins and everything. And he also goes to Government House and does a performance.
Mm-hmm.
There's another gentleman that we all know. For over 60 years, when it comes to culture in the Bahamas, Percy Wooler Francis has kept the Saxons and the area of McCullough Corner helping young children and the community and keeping Jocono on Bay Street for over 60 years. I've never been honored by nobody. I've always had these funny people being honored by hardly anybody know.
No.
And people like Walter Francis and Duke Errol Strawn never be honored. Have a good day.
Well, now that you have raised it, we can ensure that their names are included on the list.
For next year, that's correct.
Absolutely. I mean, 50, 60 years of Saxon's presence, at least, over the hill, has had tremendous impact.
Yes.
To the point where older Bahamians, those who now say that they're in the Three Score and Ten Club, they can tell you they want the Saxons rushing at the funeral. They can't go out any other way. Mm-hmm. And that is an indication of the impact that these organizations would have made on their communities. Quick text. Hi, Aaron. Love that guy that only wants to come home, eat, and rest. When his wife probably comes home to cook, deal with kids, wash up, and prepare for the next day. He needs to come home to figure out how he can afford a maid, if not come home to help. That's a vibe. At the same time, right? That's a vibe. Like, maybe she talking to him because, okay, I'm not asking you to do the housework. I'm not asking you to help me with the kids. I'm not asking you to cook dinner or wash the dishes or wash any of the clothes. I ain't asking you to do what I think is labor. I just want you to listen to me. Right? It's like, if you could feel that vibe.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's important for them to talk so that he could say, my love, in the state that I am in, I am so exhausted that listening to you is labor. But not just that, in the work that I do, as a matter of professional ethics, I have to be well rested. I cannot go on the job half stepping. There are safety and health and safety issues involved. I need to get my 8. I need to get my 10. This is a must, right? Like, people need to talk to each other, because when they talk to each other, they realize that they were hearing something entirely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she, in her mind, she's saying, but I ain't asking you to do any labor. Mm-hmm. But really, you're asking him to do emotional labor at a time where he's telling you, I can't do it. Yeah. And then you may get upset at him when he say, well, wait, I don't remember you saying that. I was talking to you for 20 minutes straight, and you don't remember me saying that? And in his head, he's saying, yes, you were talking to me for 20 minutes straight, miss. Of course I don't remember what you said in minute 3. But Tex, I appreciate what you're saying, right? There's the division of labor. But appreciate what the guy is saying, that he'd reach a point of mental and physical exhaustion, and he just couldn't take anymore. Another text says, other than Sandilands, where can I go for help with alcohol for free? So we could now segue sort of into substance abuse quickly.
I think you can reach out to Dr. Eric Fox at Teen Challenge. Mm-hmm. He deals with substance abuse. I know primarily people always think about drugs, but I think Dr. Eric Fox is a good thing with Teen Challenge. You can start there.
Absolutely. And another idea, when you're talking about shelters and transitional housing.
So next one.
I think we need what they call non-sober living facilities, where you will have a place to stay even if you're not sober.
Well, you know what? At Prison Fellowship, at our transitional home, right?
Yeah.
What they call the halfway house. We have taken men there who have not been incarcerated. Sometimes, and because people know that's what I do, they give us a call. We meet with them, interview them, and once it's approved and everything, then we have taken in men who just needed a place to stay. So we have taken in men on a short-term basis.
Absolutely. Now, I was going to ask about men and boys, mentorship and community building, but our conversation with DeWitt drew us into that. But we have this particular situation where there is virtually no, I think there's only one transitional or temporary living solution for mothers with boys that are transitioning into adulthood, mm-hmm. and young men. I think we desperately need spaces, shelters for young men that have been abandoned, that have been kicked out of their homes, that are on the verge of criminalization, right? And to prevent them criminalizing, and in my particular instance, to prevent them from engaging in prostitution or sex work and other types of crime for survival. Anyway, guys, that is our music. So please give us your contact information for people who are interested in supporting International Men's Day or participating in this year's events.
You could reach me, Henry Johnson, at the Department of Gender and Family Affairs at 397-8600, 397-8600.
For me, you can simply call me on my cell, 433-6917. Text me, WhatsApp me, 433-6917.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I wish we weren't out of time. We'll never say this again, but this is a conversation with two men that I'd never wanted to end. And so we're going to have to do it again.
Yes.
I appreciate
don't tell the angels I said that. To my producer, April, thank you very, very much for this wonderful musical selection. To my listening audience, thank you for tuning in, for joining the conversation, for supporting men's work, and supporting men generally. International Men's Day is tomorrow, Friday the 19th of November. And let us just say, have a moment of remembering Terence Bethel,
yes,
who was
correct.
Instrumental
yes.
in the formation of this
yes.
local body
yes.
And the work that he has done. And he, too, knows about the J.C. Mosquito. I sure that's what tied him into, man, because I went to summer camp at James Sisson at the Methodist program with Terence. Always committed to volunteerism.
Yes,
absolutely. Anyway, we're all out of time. I got to go. So to my guests, thank you so much. And to the audience, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next.